BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Monday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Harrison!
Oh! Hello, Henry. You all right?
Yeah, fine, good. Just got off the bus.
Ah, so I see. Good day at school?
It was just the day at school.
Sounds a bit like my day at work. Unremarkable.
Exactly. Unremarkable. There are a lot of days like that, don't you think?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but then some days I'd give anything for unremarkable. What have you got there?
Thai green curry.
Oh, is that right?
Made it in food tech. Having it for dinner.
Very nice. I love a Thai green curry. That's where I'm off now to sort out our tea. Me and Fallon have been doing meat-free Mondays, so I'm thinking of something with chickpeas.
Chickpeas?
Oh, yeah. I love a chickpea, me. Anyway, it's nice to see you, Henry, and, hey, enjoy your Thai green curry, won't you?
You won yesterday, didn't you? Little Croxley away.
Oh, we did, yeah.
Well done.
Oh, well, thanks very much. I didn't realise you were there.
I wasn't, but Uncle Tom told me all about it.
Right.
And he said you smashed it last week against Larrington.
Well, yeah, we did. Are you into cricket, then?
Getting into it. Well, trying to.
I see.
Just need to find a team.
So you'd like to start playing as well as watching?
Ideally, yeah.
Oh, very good.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Are you looking for any players at the moment?
Harry.
Hi.
I'm sorry you can't be here.
I needed to see you.
Well, it's not a good idea.
I know, and I won't stay long, I promise. I just wanted to tell you something.
Why didn't you call?
Because you wouldn't have answered.
No, I probably wouldn't have, but that's the point.
And anyway, I needed to see you in person.
Why?
So that you can see I'm telling the truth.
About what?
I've stopped drinking.
Really?
Really.
Well, that's good.
I've got a place in a rehab centre and I go later this week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, good. Really, good for you, Harry. I'm pleased.
So, you know, thanks. I definitely wouldn't have made the call if it wasn't for you.
Well done.
Yeah. Well, just have to work up the nerve to actually walk in the door now.
How are you feeling about it?
Absolutely terrified.
Yeah, I remember that feeling.
But, you know, I'm kind of out of any other options, so... Anyway, that was it, really. Thank you, Alice. I mean it. I better get back.
Wait.
What?
I just, Do you want to come in? I've got time for a cup of tea.
Hi, Harrison. Did you want the shop? I think Mum's about to lock up, but if you're quick...
Oh, no, you're all right. I just thought I'd see if Fallon wanted a lift back. Hey, I hear you've had your teacup for you tonight.
Sorry?
I bumped into Henry getting off the bus, carrying a gigantic tub of Thai green curry.
Oh, yes, his latest food tech creation. Fingers crossed it's edible.
You seem very proud of it.
Did he? It can't be worse than his veggie chilli.
Oh, no good.
It didn't help he left it at the bottom of his bag for 2 days. Yep, we didn't eat it, obviously, much to Henry's outrage.
Oh, I remember my mum used to add salt to everything I made at school. I don't know if she's trying to kill any bacteria or...
I might try that.
Oh, good luck. Oh, and tell Henry, thanks, will you? He's given me an idea.
Oh, has he?
He was asking me about cricket and playing opportunities. Got me thinking, why don't we revive the Ambridge youth team?
The youth cricket team.
Yeah, and so I thought that there's nothing stopping us. I mean, we'd have to find someone to run it, because I'm not sure I could take that on as well, but I'm sure someone would do it. And I bet there's loads of kids be interested in playing. Take a bit of time to set up, of course, but in the meantime, I'd be very happy to have a bit of practice with Henry, show him the basics, you know. And I'm free tomorrow night, if that suits.
Sorry, Harrison, I'm a bit confused.
How do you mean?
Henry hates cricket.
Does he?
I think so.
Well... Right, that's funny.
Did he say that he'd be interested in the youth team?
Well, no, actually, he was after joining the Ambridge adults team. He seemed very disappointed when I told him he had to be over 18.
When was this?
Well, just this afternoon, when I saw him on the green. Maybe I've got the wrong end of the stick, but he seemed very keen.
She's so persuasive. I didn't dare say no.
Oh, I know. She can be quite scary when she wants to be.
I'm joking. I wanted to read her bedtime story. I love Martha. Thank you for letting me have dinner with you both. I genuinely didn't intend to come in. I don't want you to think that...
Oh, I don't think anything. It was me who invited you in, and it was me who suggested you stay for dinner.
Well, technically it was Martha.
Well, true. Let's not pretend I'm actually in charge around here.
Nope. I can see how things work.
But it's been nice. And I'm glad that I could answer some of your questions about treatment. Do you feel any less terrified?
Yeah. Maybe a bit. I don't know. It's like I'm about to do a parachute jump. I know there's no going back and I've got to do it, but I also really, really don't want to jump. Actually, I don't think this analogy works.
No, I get it. It's that feeling of having reached the point of no return, isn't it? Like, you know that you can't carry on as you were.
Yeah. I do know that. Now. But that doesn't mean I'm ready for what happens next.
I don't know if you ever can be ready. I certainly wasn't. I've told you what a mess I was when I went. I was still in denial. That's not where you are, at least.
No. I think that particular ship has sailed.
But it's still scary. What you have to remember, what you just have to hold at the front of your mind the whole time, is that doing this will give you the best possible chance at recovery.
Yeah. Okay.
It's hard to go alone. And having treatment means you don't have to. There's a whole team of people there to support you.
I know. But that's kind of... I mean, what if, with all of that support and help and expertise, I still can't do it? What if I just can't stop drinking?
You have stopped.
I have now, yeah. But what about tomorrow and the next day? What about the next time I'm happy, sad, bored or depressed? What if I still can't manage it then?
You're only allowed to think about today, not tomorrow or the next day or the day after that.
Right.
Because thinking about the future, that's too hard. The trick is not to drink today. And I'm not saying it's easy. Sometimes it's the hardest thing there is. One day at a time.
One day at a time.
That's all you ever have to do.
Thank you. You know something, you're amazing.
I'm really not. I've just been there. That's all.
I am so lucky to have you. I mean, have you in my life. Not like I know we're not together. I know that's not what you want.
It's not that it's not what I want. We just can't.
I know. But I want you to know that...
I do know.
Good. I'm so sorry, Alice.
Me too. Come here.
Still reading?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, not too much longer, okay? It's getting late.
Just finishing my chapter.
Okay. Is your bag packed for the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems like the rain's clearing up, so I hope it'll stay dry for your cricket practice tomorrow.
Did you message Harrison to sign up for it?
Yeah, I did, and he says he'll see you on the cricket field at 4:30.
Cool.
I'll come over with you if you like. I'm picking up Jack tomorrow, so I can be around.
It's all right. I don't need you to.
Well, I'd like to.
Okay. But I don't want you to stay. I might not be any good at first.
Oh, that's okay. You haven't played much cricket before, so it's bound to take a bit of getting used to.
I suppose.
I didn't realise you liked cricket.
I don't.
Oh, but...
I don't know if I like it, or I don't like it. That's why I want to try it out. Properly, I mean.
To work out if you do like it.
Exactly. Because I thought I hated cricket because of cricket. But Mr. Reed thinks maybe I hated cricket because of Rob.
Does he?
He didn't say that, but I was talking to him about how Rob used to want me to play cricket and how I didn't like it because the ball was too hard and they hurt to catch and how we used to have to play for hours and hours.
Yeah, it's no wonder you hated it.
If I'd learned cricket with someone else, like Harrison or someone, then I might have ended up liking it.
You might have.
I might have been really good at it, even.
You might.
And if I never play cricket, then it's like Rob stopping me, even though he's dead. So I just thought I'd give it another chance, that's all.
Well, I think that's a really good idea.
Now can I finish my chapter?
Sure. Henry.
Mm-hmm?
I love you.
Love you too.
Are you all right?
Yeah. You?
No, not really. Harry, I'm sorry, but I think you should go home.
Okay. Did you look in on Martha?
Yeah, she's asleep.
Oh, good. That's good. Can't find my other sock.
By the wood burner.
What's it doing there? Alice, what's the matter?
What's the matter? That shouldn't have happened.
I know. You're right.
I can't believe I just did that.
Well, it wasn't just you.
It was me who kissed you. If I hadn't done that, then I wouldn't...
You know, I think we both wanted it to happen, and it just happened.
No. Things don't just happen. People choose to do them. Me, I mean, I chose to do that, even though I know it's a terrible idea. I still did it. What's wrong with me? I can't even blame it on me being drunk.
You're being very hard on yourself. It's not bad to want to be close to someone. We're being human. It doesn't make us bad people.
Yeah, but we can't be together, Harry. I thought you understood that.
I do. Of course I do. But that doesn't mean we can just, I don't know, turn off our feelings.
Yeah, well, we have to. We can never be together. It doesn't matter what we feel for each other, because this could never be a healthy relationship. We'd be jeopardising both our recoveries. How do you not get that? This was a massive mistake.
I do get it. But, you know, we lost control in the moment. That's all. It happens.
No, I know. I just... I'm sorry, Harry. Would you go now, please?
Okay. Goodbye, Alan.
No, no.